So a cold virus might actually help to destroy cancer cells. That's what's in the news this morning.
This is very interesting. This is very similar to some of the research that Dr. John Bell is doing. In this case, they're using a different virus called the reovirus. And you're right, Mark, it's a virus that we've pretty much all been exposed to already and have antibodies against, so we're immune to it. And that was part of the problem. Although this virus can also destroy, in previous research, cancer cells, the issue is how do you get it to the cancer cell? Because if you just inject it into your body recognizes it and will destroy it before it even has time to make it there. So it has a lot of obstruction in front of it. And what they found is that this particular virus that they used, this particular strain of reovirus, was able to piggyback on red blood cells, literally attach itself to the red blood cell and use it as a shield to prevent the body's immune system from attacking it or even finding it, making its way to, in this case, it was 10 patients who had advanced liver cancer, making its way to the liver and entering the liver cells and starting to reproduce, and the thought is destroying the liver cells. Now, this particular study was only done to show proof of concept, that is, does this actually work in terms of getting to the liver cells? It didn't establish whether it caused any reduction in the size of the tumors. That follows from this study now that they know that it reaches it. So it's very interesting, a very elegant study when you think about it in terms of how they're able to trick the immune system not to respond to something that will hopefully destroy the cancer cells for which the immune system is not able to destroy. So very, very interesting way of approaching it.
Yeah, fascinating, the research that's being done and how quickly this is advancing. It's incredible.
Well, that's what's really, really neat about this is that you're looking at a combination of different areas of biological sciences and you have all these different, you know, this comes from studies that you would say, why did they bother studying this? You know, it doesn't seem to contribute much to anything, but it's these little pieces when you start putting them together and forming a web and interaction, you find that you can create something from these building blocks that you'd never even imagined before.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.